going to turn attention now, though, to an issue to do with, I suppose, air quality, and the air quality that we have seen over the winter and the colder winter periods this year. We saw, and we talked a good bit about it in relation to the council and EPA monitoring service that showed that Tralee had particularly poor air quality on several nights. What are the answers? And the blame lies foursquare with the amount of burning that is going on, the fossil fuel fires, the stoves that are burning, particularly when there is no breeze and no wind to clear it away. It settles particulate matter in the air in Tralee, and other places across Kerry have recorded at very high and unsafe levels for humans and for people walking around, doing their jogging in the evening. So how do we solve this problem? How do we move from open fires and fossil fuel fires to alternative heating? There is, of course, the heating systems that are in place, the modern heating systems like heat pumps, air to water, and all sorts of things like that. But is there any way of having a cozy fire, without the particulate matter being quite so bad? With me on the line to talk about this is a man who's behind a company that supplies bioethanol fires into Kerry, Fintan O'Connell, CEO of BioHeat. Fintan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, tell me about, first of all, I suppose, bioethanol fires. You supply for a company based in Poland into the Irish market, is that right?
Yeah, we acquired a distributorship for an automatic bioethanol fire from a company, Planica, in Poland, and we're retailing them for 3 years now through BioHeat Ireland, Jerry.
So how does a bioethanol fire work, and why is it better from an environmental point of view than a wood fire, coal fire, a stove or open fire indeed?
Well, I suppose just touching back on the report you mentioned there, we're finding in our environment outside the house in Tralee that there's, a detriment, and it's becoming more apparent. It's becoming more apparent. This is coming from maybe coal, turf, and non-seasoned wood, what I'd call wet wood that hasn't been properly dried out. So all of those factors are affecting us out in our environment, but even worse, it's affecting us in our homes and our own health. This is fine particulate matter.
Yeah. Dangerous levels of air quality recorded in 14 days last year. 3 of those days classified as very poor. Yeah. On 6 nights in December and January, extremely high levels of the fine particulate matter were detected by the local monitoring station in Moidherwell in Tralee. And the freezing weather in December was linked to that drop in Tralee's air quality. More people lit fire to keep warm.
Yes.
Pollution came from that. So yeah. Bioethanol, how would it provide the solution?
Well,
or a solution?
Yeah, our fires now at BioHeat Ireland, they're fully automatic, and they're what I'd call the next generation of bioethanol fires. It used to be a manual setup, which was quite dangerous, and you were dealing with the fuel with your own hands and so on. The automatic fires we're selling now, they ensure the ultimate in safety processes, safety sensors. They give a beautiful natural yellow flame, and I suppose all of this can be done without installing a chimney or flue, because the fuel is coming from biomass, so it's 100% renewable. There's zero harmful emissions, so you can put this on in your home without a flue, purely because there is no detriment to the health, such as with fossil fuels.
So you don't even need a flue. This is burning, effectively you're burning bioethanol instead of burning gas or burning coal or wet wood or turf.
Yes.
That this is a sustainably or renewably developed energy, and it doesn't give off the sort of particulate matter that solid fuel does. Is that right?
Yes. For example, Jerry, there is 0% carbon monoxide from these fuels, which is definitely isn't the case from your fossil fuels. They're coming from maybe agri biomass, waste products from other food production processes. So you're taking something that is going to be basically thrown away and turning it into fuel for the home, which can be safely burned, which is of no harm to the homeowner or the environment. So the installation process is a lot simpler because of this.
Okay, and so all you get really is heat and water. They're the byproducts of it. What about the heat of it? Does it give off the same heat, let's say, as a wood burning stove or a coal burning fire?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. I mean, we have, you know, 7 kilowatts is probably the bigger fire we'd normally sell into the new home where it's going into media wall with the TV above it, but that can be turned down as well. You have a remote control. As I say, it's fully automated, so you can turn down the temperature and just kind of use it for effect almost. Now, for people who want actually a lot of heat to replace a coal fire or something, there's plenty of that type of model as well, and freestanding models. So essentially, there's one of these fires for almost every setting in the home.
Okay. Fintan, tell me about plans to produce bioethanol here in Kerry. We've been hearing discussion and talk about biomass and production of it on a larger scale that we'll have to go down that road anyway as a way of, I suppose, using the waste that we produce, both agri-waste and household domestic waste that we produce. Is that a possibility? Is that something your company is looking into?
Yes, very much so, Jerry. I mean, I suppose, like, our initial reason for looking for this type of fire is we wanted to provide a solution that was renewable. I suppose if we could produce the fuel here, it would have lower carbon footprint and basically provide a lot of jobs for Kerry. You know, it's a circular economy. Enterprise Ireland are supporting us in this. We've jumped a few hurdles on it already, so the plans are in place.
And what stage are they at, Fintan? Would it be a biomass plant, a large operation, or how would it look at the moment?
Well, initially we'd start, we'd use a facility that's been, you know, maybe a failed food processing effort. You know, we'd be thinking maybe over 3 years, try and get the jobs with it up to 15 people. And who knows after that, Jerry? I mean, there's bioethanol can be used in many applications, cleaning, industry, whatever. So we'd have high hopes for it and high hopes for producing in Kerry.
Okay, so you're hoping to set it up somewhere in Kerry, perhaps maybe employ 15 people over a 3 year period to get it up and running and to get it going at the moment and try and get bioethanol produced locally here that could then be used locally here.
Yeah, it could be used here in Ireland. It could be used in different industries. I mean, like once we get to that scalable point, like the sky's the limit then, because you can start getting access into all types of distribution channels.
Yeah. Two questions for you on the fires. Are they expensive to install, bioethanol fires?
Well, the installation, because there's no flue system, is actually a lot simpler than a wood fire. I mean, you would spend almost as much on an installation as you do as with the stove on a wood fire, but you're paying maybe slightly more for the actual burner with these fires, but the installation costs are minimal, so they are very cost effective for people. I mean, if people just want something to brighten the place up and you know, a fire effect, we have smaller ones for 2.5 kilowatts of heat that are would be appropriate to that scenario.
Sure. Okay. And one final point on it, I suppose, in the wider context. And I'm saying, as I know you're saying, this is part of the answer for people who want a fire. And a lot of people would say, no, I'm doing it out the fire, and I'll go to air to water or heat pumps. You don't have to burn anything. Don't have to go to trouble of all that. What do you say to the wider environmental argument against bioethanol in terms of biodiversity? This is particularly from the United States, where it's produced in large quantities. It takes corn or sugarcane, and sometimes land is cleared to grow the crops, monocrops, that then affect the biodiversity, saying that it's not the best environmentally, although much better, as you say, than fossil fuel burning, that there can be an impact environmentally in trying to get the fuel if you go down the road of mass producing corn and sugarcane to burn or to create the biofuel, should I say, or the ethanol.
Yeah, that's a good question, Jerry. There, I suppose there's different ways of producing the fuel. What you're describing there is very common in Brazil and America, but that's for adding it to petrol and diesel. Now, that's a huge industrial scale, as you can imagine. You're growing, let's say, sugar beet and using that using that for the fuel. However, with our fuel, what we're proposing to do is get waste agri mass from
that's already being created. Doesn't have to be specifically grown to feed it. Final brief question, Fintan: is bioethanol stored in a tank? A listener wants to know.
Yeah, and that's another very good question. No, it's not like not an external tank like gas or something. The machines we're using, they're quite clever. It's an automatic process, and there's a double steel wall reinforced tank within the unit at the base. However, the flame never uses this. A steady amount is siphoned off into vapor, and you can, with your remote control, you can control that, and it's a beautiful yellow flame.
Very good. All right, Fintan, listen, interesting. Will it heat radiators? Another person wants to know.
No, it's not. I suppose it's not.
Isn't like the back boiler in the end of the fire?
No.
And how much does it cost to run? A listener wants to know. In a ballpark, depending on, different sizes and all of that.
Exactly. It depends what they're using it for, what type would be sold to them based on their uses. But I will say this, there's ones there now that we have that are give all the heat of an open fire, and the kilowatt unit cost, which is the only way you can
measure it.
Is quite low and very favourable compared to kiln dried wood and let's say an open fire.
Okay. All right, well, Helen and Tralee purchased one of the bioethanol fires from you, Fintan. Said it's been fantastic. She's a very happy customer. There you go. It's an interesting
one. Yeah.
Great to hear that. And it's an interesting one. We'll keep an eye on it and see where it goes from here. But thanks for giving us your view and your thoughts on that situation this morning.
Thanks for having me in, Jerry.
No problem. Fintan O'Connell there, CEO of BioHeat, a company in Tralee supplying bioethanol fires, looking to try and set up biomass, create bioethanol here in Kerry.